The University of Georgia Griffin campus invites you to join us for news and information about the many and varied programs and activities at the UGA Griffin campus. Information about gardening, the agriculture programs, and your UGA degree at the University of Georgia Griffin campus. Your UGA degree is closer than you think. This program is made possible by Frank and Carolyn Harris of Round Oak Resources Tree Farm and Murray & Company Realtors. Listen each Thursday at 9 o'clock a.m. for the UGA Griffin Campus News. This program is produced by WKEU AM 1450 and 102.3 FM and The Rock 88.9 FM and streamed live on our website, WKEUradio.com. Join us now with our guests from the UGA Griffin campus.
Welcome to this week's installment of the University of Georgia Griffin Campus News. I'm your host, WKEU AM and FM Sports Director Tony Broski. I had to look on the sheet of paper to make sure I could identify who I was because we have a bunch of fun students in studio today. They were participating as part of the Young Scholars Program, a six-week summer internship program that takes place every year, save for the two COVID years on the University of Georgia Griffin Campus. And also joining us as the adult administrator today is the administrative associate and YSP coordinator on the Griffin campus, Ashley Biles. Welcome to the program. Ashley, I'm going to start with you just so, because once I get involved with the students, we tend not to get back to the adult too terribly often.
Okay. But I don't mind.
Remind us a little bit about who you are. It's been almost a year since you've been here, so at least 6 months. So, tell us about who you are and what you do on the UGA Griffin campus.
Okay. Like Tony said, my name is Ashley Biles, and I am in the campus director's office as an administrative associate, and then I also work as one of the YSP coordinators for the summer, and so that means I get to work with all of the interns, help them with their projects, plan our fun Fridays that we do, and control all of our social media accounts.
Yeah, well, you know, I saw a social media post you made yesterday about a guest we had on about 6 weeks ago, Lindsay Decker, who won a scholarship from the American Business Women's Association.
We did. We're very proud of that. We love being able to promote all of the good that happens on our campus and the students that are able to receive some help with their tuition and everything.
Now, many of the coordinators on campus deal with just their specific avenues, mm-hmm. College of Agriculture and Science, the food pick, the turf mm-hmm. grass. Are you in charge of all those departments in terms of public relations and social media?
Pretty much. There's a group of us. I'm not the sole one that is doing all of our social media or website posts, but we do. We cover the entire campus, both College of Ag, academics, anything like that. Just anything that's going on that we hope is interesting to the public, we try and put it out there and show a little bit of the fun things that we get to do, such as our team appreciation luau we had a few weeks ago. It was our annual appreciation event for everybody on campus, so we just like to post a few pictures and give you a look around.
When I see Ashley Biles' name on the byline, mm-hmm. so just know you're the one I'm ripping off when it appears on the news. But if you would, you have been asked, according to my question asker, Miss mm-hmm. Elizabeth Laney, the administrative assistant to the campus director, Dr. David Bunton, to introduce the young scholars we brought with us. Who do we have in-house today? Despite the fact I have it on a list in front of me, I'll let you do
so
those honors.
So you're going to make me go by my memory then?
No, I'll do it from the list. I'll do it from the list.
I can do it for you. First, we have with us Nisa Panisi, and then we have Michaela McGregor, Richard Wang, and Jalen Walker.
Okay, now just to pontificate on what it is they're doing, Nisa Panisi, that from name is very familiar. I have a feeling you might have a relative that works on the campus.
Yes.
Is that how you got involved in the program?
Kind of. She had a PhD student, Bethany Harris, who used to work at UGA and that stuff. And I learned from her about the Young Scholar Program, and I just enjoyed learning so much from her that now I wanted to try to do it myself.
Now, I have to ask, was it forced upon you, or
no.
Is this something you did yourself?
It was not forced upon me. I really like agriculture and soil and water. I mostly like water quality and learning about that.
Do you see a future for yourself along this path?
Maybe. I like business, too.
So what are your future plans, and tell us about yourself. Where do you go to school now, and what stage are you, and what are your plans for the future?
I'm an upcoming junior at the campus in Peachtree City, and right now I just enjoy doing science and math. I want to do business when I grow up.
You got any college choices picked out? I mean, mom's going to be, you know, that's going to be tough on her now.
I know. I like Georgia, but I kind of want to go to Georgia State.
Biggest campus and biggest by enrollment in the entire state. Now we're going to turn to Michaela McGregor. She is working in the crop and soil sciences. She's doing wheat breeding and genetics. Did you have any interest in that before you started with YSP?
No, definitely not. Before I really came in to the program, I wasn't even sure about how much practice and development actually goes into the entire process. So I had no idea that that was even a part of the UGA Griffin campus.
And now, where do you go to school, and what stage are you now?
I'm going to be a rising junior this year at East Coweta High School.
So you're making the drive from Sharpsburg every day?
Yes, with lots of traffic and the rush hours.
So what time do you have to leave?
So at my I leave in the morning.
Yeah.
I leave at 7:45, and I get here about 8:20. Probably around that time, and then I leave in the afternoons, 5 o'clock, so middle of rush hour.
Don't you hate those semi-trailers that get on the two-lane sections of Highway 16 and then go 18 miles an hour?
Yeah, I actually experienced that this morning. That was pretty bad start to the morning.
That part is not enthusing at all. So your commitment to the program is much appreciated. Now let's turn to Richard Wang. He is also working in with the crop and soil sciences. You're working in water quality, so you have Miss Panisi's position, so to speak. You know, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you go to school, and what your future plans may be.
Yeah, I'm Richard. I'm a rising senior at Stars Mill High School, and I'm not really sure what I want to do in the future, some sort of engineering, but I definitely want to work in the environmental sector.
Would you consider yourself science-oriented?
Definitely, for sure. I took 2 science classes this last year, and I'll be taking 3
and you
next
are,
year.
You were the second, this is the second straight week we've had a student from Stars Mill on the program. Last week it was Maribel Foppy who was here. Mm-hmm. And, how did you find out about the program? I mean, because so far we haven't had any Griffin folks yet.
Yeah, I had a few friends that did it way back, and they really enjoyed it. They learned a lot. They said it was a lot of fun, and they told me to apply. So when I was eligible, I did.
Now, last and certainly not least, we're going to have to speak now to Jalen Walker, who is also working in crop and soil sciences, but he, too, is working in wheat breeding and genetics. Jalen, no offense here, but I don't think that what you had in mind when you got in YSP?
No, it was not, because I am more horticulture, so, yeah.
Now, where do you go to school, and what do you see as a possible future path for your for college career and beyond?
I want to go to the University of Georgia. I also am a rising senior at Dutchtown High School.
The Bulldogs.
Yep. I would like to have a career in politics, actually. I want to major in public administration and minor in horticulture.
And University of Georgia is your first choice, but you have, without naming names, do you have a backup plan as a just-in-case?
Yes, Georgia State.
So they name names, that's even better. It's kind of nice to see that young people have a solid plan about what the future holds. But Ashley, just getting back, what kind of criteria did these 4 and the others participating this year, what did they have to meet in order to be included in this year's program?
Okay, so in order to be able to apply, you have to be at least 16 years of age by our start date, which is usually around June the 3rd, somewhere around. This year we were on June the 6th. You have to have completed at least 1 science in high school, so usually what you complete by your sophomore year. You need to have a sincere interest in science, agriculture, math. We know that they might not have thought they were going to work with the wheat breeders or even know what wheat breeding was when we placed them in those programs, but just something that you actually are interested in learning from our researchers and anybody there on campus.
So, and the interview process, when did that take place? And obviously they must have done well during that.
They did. We had an excellent group. It was hard to cut it down just to our 20 students that we were able to take this year. We did the interviews back in the end of March, I think, is about the time that we did it, because we let you know by April the 1st if you're in the program or not, and then we start in June, and it's a 6-week-long paid internship that they get to do on campus here at the University of Georgia.
Now, I asked this question last week and turning back to our students, and Nisa, we'll start with you. Is this your first paying job?
Not really. I have another job on the university campus, and I work with Dr. Dorn, and I work with the Master Gardeners, so I enjoy that.
So you and Jalen could almost trade.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Sherry Dorn is the Master Gardener for the state of Georgia. You know, what's it like working under her?
I don't know. It's really hard sometimes because I feel like she does so good, and then I just want to, like, match that and make sure I don't mess up, and it makes her mess up if I do.
I know, that's an interesting take on it. Now, Michaela McGregor, is this your first job?
Yes, it is. I've had no job experience before this, so that's why the interviewing process was pretty scary to me. I was debating all the questions that they might ask, and I was just going through my head, I need to think about the question, tell me about yourself. And that was pretty hard.
Well, okay, now you come across as very personable. I mean, it's clear that you are not intimidated by radio. You know, so what question did you get hit with that you might not have been expecting?
Probably, I was expecting the tell me about yourself question because my cousin Brandon, who's worked here before, he told me about it, and I was expecting that, but probably they asked me what kind of my favorite movie genre was, I believe, and I was like, well, I kind of like comedy movies because that's what I grew up with, and that was probably the one that I was not expecting. I was expecting it to be like, what do you expect when you're walking in here? Like, what is wheat?
We like to keep you on your toes, you know. You never know what we're going to ask.
Well, kind of like appearing on this radio show. Now, Richard Wong, we got to ask you the same question. You know, what was the interview process like for you? And you know, was there an element of nervousness when it was time to come in? Y'all did these virtually, correct?
No, we actually got to do them in person this year.
So doing it on campus, did that make it a little more daunting? And, you know, was there a case of nerves until the interview actually started?
There was definitely a case of nerves, but I've done interviews before. Last year I did the Governor's Honors Program, and you have to do 2 interviews for that. So I've had experience doing interviews. I expected the tell me about yourself question, but yeah.
Now the GHP, did you make it, and in what avenue?
Yes, I made it. I was a music major. I played a cello.
And where'd you go for your 6 weeks or 4 weeks? Is it 4 weeks or 6 weeks now?
It used to be 6 weeks. Now it's 4 weeks, and it's at Berry College.
So they have them all over the state. Believe it or not, I was actually a Governor's Honors attendee back in the day in the Espanol department. And we did ours at Valdosta State. Now, Jalen Walker, was this your first job interview? And is this your first job, or are you gainfully employed elsewhere?
This is my first paid job, but it's not my first interview, so I was not nervous going into the interview. So my interview experience was actually pretty good. I knew from the beginning that I was going to get picked because, you know, Miss Bowles and Miss Beatrice, I can tell that they really liked me, so, yeah.
Now, okay, so we have with us, and listen, I hope I get this right, we're going to go from left to right, so starting with Jalen, he's from Dutchtown. And Richard is from Stars Mill, East Coweta for Michaela, and Nisa, you go somewhere in Peachtree City?
Yes.
What school?
The campus.
That's just called The Campus?
Yes.
See, that's an all new one on me. I give it up to your city, though. Y'all got some savory restaurants.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Give it up to Peachtree City on that account. But, Jalen, getting back to you, how did you find out about the Young Scholars Program?
Well, actually, it was my animal science teacher actually brought it up to the whole class, and only 6 people really wanted to do it. And then my physical science teacher brought it up. So I said it was something that I would like to do because, you know, horticulture. So that's how I found out.
Well, and let's add to the fact that it looks great on a college application.
It does.
Now, Richard, you know, being in Fayetteville on Stars Mill, being a Panther, how did you find out about Young Scholars?
Yeah, I had friends that did it before, but I was reminded about it by my science teachers who had advertisements for it.
And Michaela, you know, science teachers, or was it a classroom thing, or did one of your teachers approach you and say, hey, you might be a good fit for this?
Actually, no, probably the opposite, because it was my two cousins. My two cousins actually participated in the program many years ago, and they actually found jobs in what they were practicing. Like my cousin Brandon, he worked in turf grass, and that's what he found his career in. And my other cousin, Ashley, she did work with E. coli, so I'm assuming plant pathology, and she's a part of the medical field now. So I learned about it from them. And I actually had no interest in agriculture before, but I was reading about it and I thought it would be a great opportunity to kind of like expand my knowledge.
And Nisa, you know, I know you knew about the program through Mom, but how did the other people on the campus find out about it? Was this something that was circulated, or did you just become a part of the program because of familial commitments?
So my mom told me to tell my principal about the Young Scholar Program so that other people at my school, if they were interested in it, they could try to do it. But I don't think anybody else really tried, and that's just, I don't know, maybe if when we go back to school this fall, I'll tell them about it, and maybe they'll do it next year.
Now, Ashley, you know, again, we're talking about last week we had, you know, in the general area with the school systems that are participating, and we're fairly close here, although we got our first Henry County one today with Dutchtown. You know, what is the recruitment process like for you and Beatrice Cunningham, the program directors, and getting the word out to the school systems?
Well, what we do is we of course use our website and social media. We even do some print advertising, write up some articles to go in, and we focus on the counties all around Griffin, because since this program is available on the Griffin, Athens, and Tifton campuses, we try and keep it more to those that are in the surrounding counties that you can get here in a timely manner driving, because we're one of the only ones that don't allow, we don't have dorms on campus for anyone to stay in, so you do have to commute each day.
Now, on the other two campuses, are they allowed to stay on campus? If
they do. Tifton uses ABAC's dorms, if I'm thinking correctly, and Athens, of course, has many a dorms there. The students do have to pay to stay in the dorms, but they are allowed to.
Well, now, see, now, last week I was amazed. Emma Barr, one of our guests, is from Tifton, and she, you know, was staying this summer in Peachtree City, and I was like, Sugar, don't you know that there's a, you know, a Tifton campus right there? And, you know, it turns out I was like the driving, but from, you know, just trying to jog your memory just a little bit, what's the farthest away you can remember a student coming to participate?
I know, well, Tifton is probably pretty far this time. Well, we actually have two from that.
I'm thinking more in terms of people who are actually commuting every day.
I want to say we had somebody in Harrelson one time. Most of everybody, we have several this year that are actually from Spalding County, and then we have a lot from Henry and Fayette, and we'll get some from Pike and Lamar and Upson as well. So Coweta County is probably the furthest that we typically have from there, and that's taken them about 45 minutes or so to get to campus.
Now, of our four students, we'll take a quick poll and let them argue amongst themselves as to the answer. Who would you say is the most personable? Who is, you know, the one that would be least intimidated in coming into a group of new people? Or were you all fairly comfortable day one coming in and say, hey, you know, look, we can be mates here?
Yeah, I'll start this off. Out of all of the young scholars, I feel like Mercy is very, she's such a sociable person. She can always start up a conversation. I know me and Jalen always go over to the Flint Building and eat lunch over there, and that's where we'll meet a couple of the other young scholars. So Mercy is definitely probably the most kind of personal person.
And Nisa, was it scary for you coming on to, I mean, just being around the new people? You were already, you know, intimately familiar with the campus.
Kind of. When I meet new people, sometimes I'm shy at first.
Little introvert?
Yeah, but then when I, like, know them, then I'll, like, talk to them. I could talk as much as I want, and it's like...
Now, Richard has shown no intimidation by the microphone in front of him either. Was it a daunting task to go in front of new people? I mean, did you know Maribel, who was, you know, on the Stars Mill campus? You two might have been the only ones from Fayetteville, for all I know.
I did not, and there's actually a third person from Stars Mill. She actually, she lived really close to me, and I had no idea. So, yeah, I had no one. I knew no one coming in here, but it wasn't that intimidating. Everyone was very friendly.
And Jalen, I mean, are you the type that would, you know, just jump right in into a social setting like that, or did you kind of hold back until you got to know people a little bit?
Actually, I just jumped right into the social setting. Michaela was, of course, my first friend that I met, so I was most comfortable with her. But now that I've met other people, I'm comfortable with them as well.
Not that anybody in part of the program doesn't, but I will give Michaela this. She does have a magnetism to her. I mean, she has a personality magnet that you're just kind of drawn into. I mean, as evident as soon as she walked into the studio. Now, Jalen, let's talk about the day-to-day operations. What is it that you're working on, and what are we, 3 weeks in now?
We are. We're at the end of the third week already.
What is it that you're doing specifically in the wheat breeding and genetics field?
Well, what we do is we do DNA extractions of turf grass, and I have done one over flowers, and also we have thrashed wheat plants, and we have done a PCR of the DNA of the wheat and the turf grass. And flowers.
Does it at times get tedious? I mean, you know, the minutiae of research can be, you know, for lack of a better word, at times can be mind-numbing. You know, have you found that, you know, can you stay engaged, or do you have to kind of work on staying focused sometimes?
I have to work on staying focused because I'm not used to working in a lab, so.
Well, not to skip over Richard, we'll come back to him in a moment, but we'll get with Michaela simply because she's working in the same department in wheat breeding and genetics. Number one, who is your mentor, you and Jalen? And, you know, how has that professor helped you in your research? And, you know, what's been the most tedious things you've run across?
Well, our mentors have been Dr. Margome. He is kind of like the lead over. He's like the big boss, I guess, over everybody. And we've been with Dr. Chen and Ben and Steve. Most of our time has been spent with Dr. Chen, but we've, you know, kind of come together. And he's been a great teacher on how to, you know, do DNA extractions, PCR, run gel electrophoresis. And he helped me come up with my project idea, which I'm going to be doing molecular markers and how that affects disease resistance.
Get your poster ready.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll talk about that part in a moment. But Richard, what are you working on in water quality?
So I'm working on degrading these pollutants called PFAs. PFAs are these chemicals. They're really resistant to water and oil. They're used in food packaging, nonstick pans. And when they get in the human body, they can cause cancer, birth defects. So, yeah, my project is trying to get rid of them using electricity.
And working in soil microbiology, Nisa Panisi, you know, that's not horticulture. It's not what you're typically used to doing on the campus. So what is it that you're doing specifically? And, you know, how engaged in it can you be when, you know, your background has been more in horticulture?
So I really like knowing that the water I drink is safe. So Dr. Moosey made my project so that I could test different creeks around Spalding County and figure out which creek has the best drinking water and if you can drink it. And so far, all the pHs have been somewhat neutral. So that's what I figured out so far.
And so you're doing the actual testing on the waters, testing the acidity and or baseness of the product?
Yes, we'll be going over that data today.
Do you go out to the creeks and streams and get this analysis for yourself? Do you actually get the samples yourself, or are they given to you for research purposes?
Yesterday, we went to Pike County and around Spalding County to three different creeks in Spalding, and we had to find bridges that had an access point down to the water, and we were like climbing down rocks and stuff. It's fun.
Now, do you consider yourself an outdoor girl? I mean, when it comes to that?
I like being outdoors, but I don't like the insects.
I mean, I think that I would have stood on the edge of the bridge and would have just supervised from that point. So do all of you or any of you also work not only with your mentors, but work with some research assistants within your departments?
Yeah, I mainly work with one of my mentors' postdocs, Dr. Yifei Wang, and yeah, he's been really helpful. He's basically taught me how to do everything they do in the lab.
And Jalen, is the same for you? I mean, are you working with, you and Michaela, y'all working with grad assistants and research assistants?
Yes, we work with Dr. Chen, and we work with Steve and Ben. Those are the assistants
and
under
also,
Dr.
Like,
Margot.
Yeah, some more grad students as well that we've just kind of met briefly, and we've got to, you know, work with them along their own research.
Well, Nisa, I have to ask, I mean, just because your mom is so well-known on campus, you know, not favoritism, but on the other end of the spectrum, do you think that maybe they're a little tougher on you because you carry the Panisi name?
I don't know. My mom, she's like a really hard worker, and I just feel like sometimes I don't get up to that level. But going to the Reading building and working with Crop and Soil, there's like all new people over there, so I don't know as many of them.
Yeah, but they hear that last name, they know you, I assure you. Now, Ashley, where do you find the mentors? Does the staff, the faculty come to you? Do you go to them, or is it kind of a joint thing?
It's kind of a mixture of both. We have some that have been long-standing mentors for many years, such as Dr. Paul Raymer has been doing it for well over 10 years for us. And they're ones that we know that we've just got to let them know, hey, the program's going to start. Are you going to be able to fit it in your schedule this year? And they'll sign up if they can. We do reach out to the campus and to see if there's any new people that are wanting to get involved in it. And it kind of varies year to year on what their schedule's like, what they're working on, if they able to devote enough time to be able to do the program.
Now, how do you match up the students that are selected for the program and the departments in which they work?
Well, we ask everybody what your preferences are when we're interviewing you. We try and distinguish if you like to work with bugs or not, because we do usually have somebody
in entomology.
I think we
get a collective no across the board today.
And so I have to tell everybody that it's perfectly okay if you don't want to work with bugs. We usually have a couple that do.
We had one last week.
We did. And we try and put you where you are the most interested. That's not always possible. It kind of just depends on how many mentors we have and how many students they're able to take that year. But try and match it up closely to what you want to do. And also, since it is summertime in Georgia, if you're comfortable working outdoors in the heat, or if you'd prefer to be in the lab.
You didn't ask them today, I can tell.
No. Today we said you're coming. Too bad.
But now, are there some programs, like, just for example, to throw this out there, wheat breeding and genetics, this is the first time that I recall this being a part of the program, and maybe it was before and I just missed it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, are there certain programs that you try to repeat because of their popularity among the young scholars?
Yes, definitely. We know that a lot of people love when we used to get to work in Food Pick, because then they get to work and create different foods. Unfortunately, this year, with having a new director coming on later and all, it just wasn't available to do that. But we have a lot of crop and soil sciences is a lot of what is on our campus. And so that includes everything from the soil testing and the wheat breeding and turf grass and all with it. So,
well, you mentioned Food Pick, and you know, I'm surprised a little bit in that the young scholars are allowed to participate in that to some extent, because there are some, you know, pretty sensitive trade secrets that go on inside that building.
Yeah, as far as I know, they don't get that involved in that part of it, but they get to do some hands-on with the different type of equipment and all that they have in working with their own projects.
And so now, when my four young scholars for today, when you were interviewed, when you were asked about the working outdoors? Nisa, we'll start with you. What was your response?
So I used to work outdoors during the summer, but I haven't done it in a while. So I kind of wanted to switch it up and work in the lab more.
Michaela?
I said that I don't prefer working outside. I prefer being in the lab, but I should have said I don't like being outside at all, just because I'm more of a lab person. I like kind of the more preciseness of it, I guess.
And Richard?
I said I was okay working outdoors, but I completely forgot about the Georgia heat. So.
Well, now, it has been particularly oppressive this year. Last year, of course, the last 2 years, we were unable to do the program because of COVID. Jalen, did you have any objection to working outside, or you know, was it simply by a stroke of luck that you get to be indoors?
I was all for working outside because of my experience in school with working with agriculture education, so I have to work outside.
Yeah, there's no escaping it, especially, you know, with your interest in horticulture, you know, unless you're going to be in a greenhouse, which is just as sultry as working outside can be. I guess you develop an accustomed to it. Now, one of the key things about high school is the social relationships that you develop. Have you been able to develop friendships in your almost 3 weeks now as part of the Young Scholars Program?
Yeah, I think so. It's been really fun getting to meet many new people. And
now, I'm like, have you traded Snap and Insta and stuff?
With Jalen and I have, but not with anybody else yet.
I mean, you're supposed to be in the floor that I know Snap and Insta. Because, you know,
very good there, Tony.
Facebook is for us old folks. You know, Snap and IG are for you guys. You know, Richard, have you made friends, you know, through your studies? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. I actually, I'm the only young scholar from my mentor. So I don't see a lot of people throughout the day, but there's a lot of people that work in my building. I've made friends with them. And also, it's a pretty small group, 20 people. We all already kind of know each other.
Jalen, Michaela mentioned that you guys have already kind of struck up a friendship. Do you have any others? You know, don't make Michaela jealous, but...
I have quite a few others, in particular, Shivani, Mercy, and Paris. So those are my other friends as well.
And Nisa, same question for you. I mean, you know, you already knew the staff. Are you, you know, indoctrinating yourself in the new group of young scholars?
I really only see the other young scholars on Fridays, only because we, like, work a lot during lunch and stuff. So, but when I do see people on Friday, I try to, like, talk to people and get to know them.
Now, that's interesting because, generally you work Monday through Thursday, and you are required to come in on Fridays because this is a state of Georgia paying job. Mm-hmm. But they try to make Fridays fun for you guys. They have little things that they do. Fun Fridays, what's the official name of it?
It is Fun Friday. So, I mean, we'd gotta be remiss if we didn't actually have fun on Friday.
Well, we got to work on the originality of the name.
That predates me. You can talk to Beatrice about that.
But, yeah, but, you know, what are some of the experiences? What have you done on past Fast Friday? Fun Fridays. Matter of fact, I think some of you last week might have gone on a field trip.
We did.
And
we
what did you do? And, you know, what are the typical Fridays like? And is that your chance to, you know, get to know your fellow young scholars?
Yeah, we went to Callaway Gardens last week on Friday. It was a really, really fun experience. And I got to know a lot more people through that. And it was really cool. We went to the Butterfly Garden.
Garden?
Yep. It was really cool. And then we also went to the Birds of Prey and got to learn about that. And it was really enjoyable. And then other Fridays, we get to learn about, you know, I know one of the things coming up is financial aid, which I think that'll be pretty necessary to learn. So it's other stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else chime in? I mean, what has the Fun Friday experience been like for you?
Yeah, I really enjoyed this last Friday's field trip. We also went to Southern Crescent to learn about their horticulture department. We got to plant some seeds of our own, cilantro, rosemary, spinach.
Do you check on them? You see, that one's mine, and it's doing well. Look at yours. It's not so hot.
Yeah, we got to bring them home. I am no longer in charge of mine. My mom is now.
Well, that's the typical grandmother right there. You're bringing out her grandmotherly instincts. Let's hope you hold off on that for 6, 7, 8 years before you make that official. But, Jalen, you know, what's Fun Friday been like for you?
Fun Friday has been very fun. The field trip was absolutely fun. I got to do horticulture, and I got to do something I actually like, and from that moment I actually did say this is where I want to be. And we got to go to Callaway Gardens, and I got to experience butterflies all really close to me. Mm-hmm. And we got to go to the Birds of Prey, and I got to learn more about birds, and the college workshops are actually very fun. I got to learn more about becoming a student of the University of Georgia.
And Nisa, you know, you are already, you know, it's got to be a little bit harder for you working as you do largely alone under the tutelage of Dr. Dorn. So, you know, when you get the chance, I mean, are you being able to be attentive to what you were doing at Callaway Garden and the other Fun Friday events, or is it more of a social engagement opportunity for you?
I really enjoyed seeing Dr. Harris at Callaway and at Southern Crescent. She gave my family a tour one time at Callaway, but I've never been to her Southern Crescent, like, teaching room that she teaches at.
So, you know, how does the UGA Griffin and the other campuses, how do they arrange their field trips? I mean,
So usually we try and find something that's related to one of the fields of what we are, some of the students are studying. This year, Dr. Harris reached out to us. She is a former young scholar herself, and she was real interested in hoping to be able to go on a field trip with us. And so that's how we worked it out for them to be able to go and see the horticulture department and what she does at Southern Crescent and learn a little bit about the different careers you can take in that. And then she helped, since she used to be over the Butterfly House at Callaway Gardens, she helped kind of facilitate a behind the scenes tour for us, and we got to meet with some of the people outside and learn about the different type of gardens to plant for butterflies and all. So we try and come up with something we think that would be fun, because it is a Fun Friday. And we've gone other places, such as the Chick-fil-A headquarters in the past, to do for like food science type things. We've gone to a different garden, the Hills and Dales Gardens over in LaGrange, for another horticulture type based one. So we just try and theme it around one of the departments of something that they're working
on. Dulcet Trails might not be a bad place to consider in the future, and Indian Springs and the world of Coca-Cola is particularly when we get food picked back into the mix. So, you know, how long have you been a part of the Young Scholars?
So this is, I'm going on 5 years with the university, so this is actually just my third group of Young Scholars since where we didn't get to have it for 2 years.
You know, how, you know, was there any consideration given to abandoning the program because of COVID? Did you, was there concern that there might not be interest after the 2 years lag time?
There was, we knew that the best advertising that we have for it is word of mouth from former students. And so
Richard is a prime example.
Yes. And so we're 2 years out now, and we don't have any returning students this year. But we made a push to hopefully, you know, gain some new blood to it of people that were interested in it. And it was something we really were glad we got to do it again this year. We really hated that the last 2 years we weren't able to have it, because it just brings a different life to campus and all, of being able to have more young people on there.
And parking is not a problem on the UGA Griffin campus as it is in Athens. So those of you figuring you're going to go to Athens, you know, hike up, because you're going to do some walking. Now that you're, it's safe to say that you're basically halfway home through the program now. Based on if your next 3 weeks goes as this first 3 weeks has, by show of voice into your microphones, who would return for a second year?
I would.
I'm returning.
Now, are you aware of the travel component that is involved? Does that offer any inducement to return for a second year, or is this something you would do anyway and that's just an added bonus? Or are you saying, I'll come back because Costa Rica sounds great?
No, I think I'll come back because it's honestly such a great like learning opportunity, and it has the pros definitely outweigh the cons by like a lot. So it's more than like anybody could really want.
Now, do you guys do workshops or anything like that with it? You know, is there any, and I guess we'll use a horticulture term, is there any crossbreeding in your research? You got two of you are working in wheat breeding and genetics. It's soil microbiology, which that is way beyond me. And then you're working in water quality. Do you kind of get together and cross reference some of your research, or are you basically independent within your own departments?
We're pretty independent. We will talk to each other about our research, ask how it's going, what they're kind of doing. But other than that, we're not really like researching with each other.
Yeah, I feel like that's because like you're doing water quality, but we're doing wheat, so it kind of different. Like it's too different to kind of like make.
Yeah, water does not breed.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that part would be difficult. I was just curious. Now, what about your projects? Have you already started giving some consideration? At the end of the program, you guys will go to the Athens campus for, 2 days, 3 days?
Mm-hmm.
And as part of that, I mean, most of it's the fun part, the dorm life and the hanging out. And, you know, that's when you really start sharing the IG. But there is a work component to it, and that is your poster projects that you're required to do. Amongst the four of you, have you given any thought or even started? Or are we procrastinators like me and are going to wait till the couple of days before?
I'm actually almost finished with my poster presentation. Of course, I will have to alter it, to make sure it meets, measurement requirements for when it gets printed out. But since my work with Dr. Chen is finished, our project is finished, I can finish my project. So I just have to finish up my conclusion and my acknowledgments and references, and I should be finished.
Well, now, Jalen, because you're working in the same department, is this something that you've already considered or started upon, or, you know, where are you in that process?
Actually, I am still in the process of completing my project. My project is not actually pertaining to crop and soil science. It's more of a horticultural project, but it does have the DNA extraction, so it kind of does go into crop and soil.
And Richard, at the very least, have you come up with a topic, or are you halfway through? I mean, where would you say you are in the scheme of things?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure how far exactly I am in my project, but I'm pretty close. But I've started thinking about my poster. I haven't started it yet, but yeah.
And Nisa, same question for you. I mean, is this something you've already given thought to, or are you already done? The look on your face, are you already done?
So I feel like I'm maybe halfway done, we just started collecting our data yesterday, so we just have to analyze it and go back, say it rains, we want to collect data of the water when it rains to see if it, like the runoff, if it goes and changes it.
Now, you guys have to have a love for science to be a part of the Young Scholars Program. So are you typical participants in science fairs, or is that a do you do it only when required?
No, I've actually never done a science fair. I've done projects like science fair setup, like how I used to be in TSA. I would do presentations on poster boards, so I'm kind of like used to that aspect.
Anybody else?
I've done science fair twice, once in 9th grade, once in 10th grade. And then this year I did Science Olympiad, but I really enjoyed it, and that's what like got me into really enjoying research.
Jalen, do you do science fairs when offered at Stars Mill and at Dutchtown? And
actually, Dutchtown has not offered a science fair since the 7th grade, so I have not had to do it. So last time I had to do it, I was forced to do it. So
yeah, but there you go. You and I are of a like mind there. Nisa, do you participate, or is this your next, you know, the first science fair project, so to speak, that you will have done in a while?
I've done science fair projects, but it was like in elementary school, so that was like a long time ago.
Go ahead.
I wasn't required to do it or anything. I just really wanted to, and I got first place for the state on one of them. And then second place for state.
And look, you retire on top. Mm-hmm. You win, so that's it. I retire a champion. But I want you, and I hope that you will remember this name. And this will help inspire you finish your projects. There is a young lady somewhere out there in the United States, and we mentioned this last week on the program. Her name is Susan Messina. And if you will Google Susan Messina Science Fair Project, you will see the single greatest science fair project ever. How much turmoil does science fairs cause families? And it is an absolutely brilliant presentation. You can glean ideas from her, and you too can be very successful when you go to Athens. What other things do they do, Ashley, when they go to the Athens campus at the end of the program?
Okay, so when we go up there, we'll take a few tours.
Now, you and Beatrice go?
Oh, we do, yes.
So
we
you
will
are
stay
the
in the dorms with you. So not any, we, I get a separate room, but we're right there, right along with you, which is a experience in itself. We'll let y'all experience it when you get there. But we take a few different tours of different departments, just give them a chance to see kind of what goes on in Athens at the main campus and all. We play different games. They get a chance to interact with the young scholars on both the Athens and the Tifton campuses. So it's really a chance to bring like the entire program together, give them a chance to meet some other students that are involved in it, maybe have the same interest as them, make some new friends. So they definitely try and keep it fun, and we've done things like a scavenger hunt before.
Do they get kind of, you know, for lack of a better way to put it, do they get their own time just to socialize at varying
points?
Yeah,
we always work that into, so you do it. I mean, it's not, you don't get a whole day that you're left alone to wander around the city of Athens. But we do try and give you, I mean, y'all, they're all mature students that be able a chance to have just a little bit of time themselves. Keep them in groups, though, so that, you know, safety-wise.
Well, now, if you're not happy with the food on the Athens campus, which I don't know, I've never eaten in the, you know, the
it's
mess,
quite good,
as they call it, at the University of Georgia Griffin campus, but there's a place called the Varsity right nearby. Nectar of the gods. Best food ever. And they have one of them right by the Georgia Tech campus as well. So, mm-hmm. You know, check that out if you get the opportunity. All right, we're going to start with Jalen, and we're going to put you on the spot here. Let our listeners and me learn from, tell me a scientific fact that you have learned thus far into the program that you did not know before coming to the Griffin campus. No matter how obscure, what one fact that you will remember that you might not have even wanted to know, but that you will now remember the rest of your life, that you gained from YSP.
I will now remember that
something in the DNA,
something in the DNA. I never knew that turf grass was completely different. I thought it was all the same because it all looks the same. So I will now remember that the DNA is all different in turf grass, and I didn't even know turf grass had DNA before doing the program. So this was all new.
Not that I'm not interested in everyone's answer, but Richard, I'm really interested in yours because water quality is not something I'm paranoid about until I find out today that you are working in water quality. And Nisa brings up the fact that it could be, you know, somewhat suspect at times. So now I'm looking at my own bottle of water rather suspectedly. Tell us something that you've learned. And is that why you're drinking out of a little one? Is there something we should know?
No, it is not why I'm drinking out of a little one. But if you want to be scared even more, 98% of people have the PFAS in their body.
And, I mean, have you had a chance to discover what that can do? Or, you know, I mean, I know you said there's some carcinogens, you know, it could, you know, lead to cancer and some other very serious complications. So, only 2% of us don't have this.
Yeah.
And is there, I mean, have you been able to discover or been discussed in the course of your research how you might flush this out of your system, or once you have it, you're just stuck?
You're stuck. It bioaccumulates. You can't get it out.
See, now I just learned an all new word right there. So good job. Michaela, okay, your face lit up while Jalen was doing his on something that he has learned. And apparently the light bulb went off for you.
I did get an idea, but not in my department.
Okay, tell us.
On the first day of work, we were touring around campus. We were seeing different kind of areas of study. And we went into like this house-like setup. This house-like setup and it was the entomology area, right? And there was a bed, right? And we were learning about how you can see bed bugs at hotels by little itty-bitty black specks.
Dr. Dan Suter is one of my absolute favorite guests, but I will not go in that house with him. Absolutely not. Now, Nisa, what have you learned? I mean, especially since you're, you know, crossing over into somewhat a new territory.
I've learned a lot of things, but I never really knew how to test for E. coli and see if it was in the water, and now I'm doing that.
And despite the fact that you're working now in soil microbiology, have you learned things that you can carry over when you go back to Dr. Dorn?
Probably, because the water that used to water plants, sometimes it's not like the water we would drink. Sometimes you might want more calcium in the water that you drink, or not as much calcium compared to plants.
Now, since we're 3 weeks in, I would assume that we've all gotten a paycheck by now. You know, and Nisa mentioned that she had worked before, but maybe not in a taxable position. Was there any sticker shock in seeing just how big a bite the government takes?
Actually, no. So, I did the math, right? And so $9.50 an hour times 30 hours a week gives you $285. So, and our paychecks, we got $258.23. So, it actually wasn't that much. I was expecting, like, you only get, like, $50.
Oh, no, 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 no. The highest tax bracket, I think, is 38%.
Okay, yeah. So, I thought it was going to be at least a little bit more, but I was pretty surprised.
Now, what do you know, without getting into specifics, I mean, is this the money that you earn for being a part of the program, is it yours, or to spend on luxuries and things that you want, or is this something you're going to squirrel away to help with, you know, future education or vacation plans, or, you know, have you given any thought to what much you might do with your newfound funds?
Yeah, the money is mine, but I'm definitely saving it for college.
Jalen, what do you plan to do with your haul?
Most of my money has already been put into savings. My money that I have in savings right now, I look forward to helping paying for my athletic dues and my prom and senior trip, all that stuff. So,
athletic dues, what sports do you participate in?
I am a golf team member at Dutchtown.
Excellent. Y'all, you were actually, your Dutchtown football team will be coming to town later this year, and I think you're playing Spalding, if I remember correctly.
Probably.
But we used to play you guys quite a lot, and always had a good time up there. You have a very friendly PA guy up in your booth, if you didn't know that. So go up there and say, hey, the Griffin High guy said, hey, what up? You know, Has anything that you've learned in the program thus far possibly altered your career future? You know, you say, hey, you know, I didn't know I liked this, but this is some pretty cool stuff. Maybe I'm not. We say this on the show all the time. Sometimes college is not always the place to find out what it is you want to do. Sometimes it's the place to find out what you don't want. Has there been things that you do not want, or have you discovered things that, hey, you know, I could make a life out of this?
Yeah, well, before doing this program, I was really interested in doing computer science, but now that I've gotten to, like, experiment with being, like, in a research kind of environment where I'm in the lab and I'm getting to use the pipettes and different kind of stuff like that, it's really opened my eyes and made me think, do I want to do something in research? Maybe, like, biomedical engineering or, like, different kinds of, like, lab stuff like that, or do I want to still stick to computer science? So I kind of have to start thinking about that.
Jalen, same question for you. I mean, if you know, horror culture is still the main thing, but, you know, is working in the lab kind of made the prospect of that being a potential future a little more appetizing?
The lab, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I do have fun in the lab. So, you know, in horticulture, I will have to work in a lab. So, you know, this has definitely given me experience. So, yeah.
And hopefully you'll get to meet Dr. Sherry Dorn or Bob Westerfield, who is just the greatest gardener in the history of mankind. So, Richard, same question. You know, I know water quality might not be, but is the lab setting a place where you could see a potential future?
Oh, definitely. I really enjoy it. There's a lot of problem solving going on, getting to use all these machines, and it's just really interesting and really fun.
And I mean no offense when I say this, Richard, but I have to ask Ashley, who works on the campus, and Nisa probably knows who I'm going to refer to here. Do you see a remarkable resemblance between Richard and Lee Taylor?
Now that you mention it, I could see that, sure.
You know Lee, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, the resemblance is almost uncanny.
You might have to introduce him to a side-by-side photo to check.
Yeah, really. Really, because, I mean, and Lee was about that size when he was, that's about the age where I met Lee's parents on the station here, and he is our IT director, not only on the Griffin campus, but he's the IT coordinator out here. Let's see. Now, how are you going to incorporate, Nisa, what you've learned into a business regimen? I mean, can you take, I mean, is a do you want to mix horticulture and business, or do you want to just strike out into the business and industrial world?
So on our first Friday, we did like a workshop type thing, and we learned about agribusiness. And I kind of want to do something like that, or just regular business. But I feel like agribusiness is a good start, at least, to look into that more.
So now you guys are 4 out of 20 that are participating this
yes,
year.
That's
is
correct.
That where we have to cap it on an annual basis, just because mentors and space?
Pretty much. We usually have between 18 and 20. 20 is usually the most that we can take.
Do the other campuses, Tifton, Athens, are they roughly the same?
Roughly or so. Tifton may have like 16 or so this year, and I think Athens sits. Sometimes Athens may have a little bit more just because they're a bigger area, but most of us stay right around 20 to 25 at the most.
Now, I learned an interesting fact with Beatrice last week that I never would have figured this would even be allowed, but it's cool that it is. Someone from Griffin could conceivably do their Young Scholars Program on the Athens campus. I mean, is that something that we see customarily, or is that the rare exception?
I think that's more of the rare exception. I haven't seen that any of the time that I've been here.
Well, of course, Griffin's going to be a little tougher because of the accommodation factor.
It is. And so, but our students do get to visit lots of times with their mentors, the other research stations in part throughout the state of what we have.
Sorry for this word, but do you guys, on the Athens and Tifton campuses, do you kind of spitball new ideas on occasion?
We do. We all kind of work together just to come up with plans of what we're doing, what they're doing. We all take ideas from each other on everything, and so it's a definitely a group effort to make it the best program that we can for all the students.
Okay, Nisa, you're going to go into business, and which is cool, but now you're going to go into the world of marketing. Sell my listeners here and now on the Young Scholars Program. What's great about it, and is there any one factor that you would change?
I feel like everything that I've done so far is just really great. And
I feel like on Fridays, the only little thing I might change is that we do a lot of, like, listening, which is fine. I learn a lot, but sometimes it's just a little too much. But then everything else, how we, like, play games on Friday, we go to different buildings and learn about what other people do, that's, like, really fun.
Okay. Michaela, I've got the same question for you. Market this program for us. And if you go back to East Coweta High School and your science teacher says, look, tell our class what Young Scholars was like and what students get from it, what would you say?
Okay, ready?
I'm ready.
If you would like to have the perfect job, then you would have to apply to Young Scholars program. The interviewing process is amazing. Everybody is so nice. The coordinators, Ms. Biles and Ms. Cunningham, are extremely nice, and all the people you meet will be your lasting forever friends.
I will give, you know, credit for this, but in Ms. Biles and Ms. Cunningham, you got, you know, two great program coordinators. You know, I can't call them Ms. Biles and Ms. Cunningham for long because to me they're Beatrice and Ashley, but
that's fine too.
Richard, you know, you pass along. Your friends told you about the program and what they derived from it. Now, what are you going to say to the crop that's under you?
The Young Scholars Program, it's a lot of fun. It's you get to learn so much. You get to work under UGA professors who's at the top of their field, and then literally expanding the field of human knowledge. That idea of research is really cool.
Gee, you made this into a PBS special.
Yeah, and
Nova.
It's also paid.
And Jalen, you know what, you know, since it, to my knowledge, and there may have been a someone from Dutchtown in the past in the program, but if there is, I don't recall it. You know, sell Dutchtown High School on the drive to Griffin to participate in YSP.
If you want a job that is very easy, a job that is in agriculture, a job that's in science, this would be the perfect job for you, especially at the beginning job. I guess that's it.
Something that I was not aware of until last week, and I am going to actually pledge to do this for you and help you guys with this.
Okay.
It'd be limited on my meager salary, but can the public help fund the YSP?
Yes, they can.
And in what ways does that happen?
Well, we're in the process of getting it set up of how you can go to our website or something and donate for it.
But for now, what can we do?
Yeah, you can contact Beatrice Cunningham at UGA Griffin or myself there, and you can call us at 770-228-7263, and we'll be glad to put you in touch with that, because the funds that we do get for it, they go to help fund everything from our field trips, for the travel associated with it, for the goodies that they get at the beginning or the end of the program.
I know y'all got some sunglasses.
Do sunglasses, cups, t-shirts, everything like that. So it really does go directly to the students.
I could not live without my coaster.
Yes. And it feeds them as well, because we do provide lunch on Fridays for everybody.
And do y'all cater this, or we go to the Dundee Cafe, or is it a wide variety?
We kind of pick from anywhere and everywhere. We've had the Dundee Cafe cater it before and get sandwiches and wraps and stuff from
Marcy him. Bradbury can cook.
She does a great job, and which is always great to have right on campus. We tell them they can join us for lunch anytime. And we've also gotten pizza. We've done other sandwiches, Chick-fil-A, things like that.
Now, knowing that there is a food product and innovation center, and I never can remember what the C is actually for.
Commercialization.
I always make it center. I do it every time. That's only been there, you know, 10 years, and I make the same mistake repeatedly. Are we picky eaters amongst the four of us?
Yeah.
Are you?
I'm extremely picky eater.
Okay. The one thing that you just could never tolerate.
Mayonnaise.
Oh yeah, probably mayonnaise.
Okay, Michaela, like the one thing you cannot tolerate.
Beans. I don't like beans. I don't like any kind of like beans, like black-eyed peas, green beans.
You hurt my heart.
I know. I'm sorry. My mom doesn't like. She loves beans, but I just can't. I don't know.
Maybe it could be a texture thing. Richard, is there something, that hopefully it has not come up on Fun Friday lunches, but is there something that you just cannot do?
No, I'll try everything at least once. I mean, in this last Friday, I tried a cricket.
Now, you are in it. You know, they do have these adventure eating clubs. Maybe you might want to sign up.
I think it was a bacon cheddar flavored cricket.
It was a bacon and cheese flavored cricket.
One of our other, Chance that was here
last
Chance,
week. Yeah, Chance, Matlock
Carter. Some, yes, when he was down at Callaway Gardens, and Richard was one of the few brave enough to try it.
Miss Cunningham tried one as well.
Yeah, Beatrice did. I did not get to get a picture of that. I did not realize she was trying it. I myself did not try any, and I asked what a cricket tasted like, and Chance told me very crickety. And I asked if he ate a lot of crickets, and he said no, but he couldn't describe it in any other way.
Well, children, you know, the old expression is children are to be seen and not heard. Crickets are to be heard and not eaten.
Yes.
Jalen, you know, is there anything that food-wise, you know, that just doesn't pass the palate test for you?
Yes, olives. I cannot eat olive.
Okay, you and I can be on the same team there. But look, I want to thank everyone for being with us today. I've had a great time with this. I wish we had a whole another hour just to get to know you young people. Y'all, you know, the real credits to the younger generation. When, you know, I hear people from my generation said, oh, the young's this and the young is that. All they've got to do is meet the four of you and that opinion will change. But joining us today in studio has been Ashley Biles, the Administrative Associate and YSP Coordinator on the UGA Griffin campus. We've also had four students, Michaela McGregor, who is working in the crop and soil sciences, wheat breeding and genetics. She's joined by her tag team partner in the lab, Jalen Walker from Dutchtown High School, who's also doing wheat breeding and genetics. Nisa Panisi's been with us. She's a young scholar working in soil microbiology and making us all scared to drink much of anything. Richard Wang's been with us. He's working in water quality through the crop and soil sciences as well. And next week, we hope that you'll make your plans to join us again. Thank y'all all so much for being here. And next week we'll have another round of young scholars coming out, so make your plans 167 hours from right this minute for the next installment of the University of Georgia Griffin Campus News.
Thanks for joining us for today's program of UGA Griffin Campus News. Listen each Thursday morning at 9 for UGA Griffin Campus News on WKEU AM 1450, 102.3 FM, and The Rock 88.9 FM, and streamed live on the WKEURadio.com website. Today's program was made possible by Frank and Carolyn Harris of Round Oak Resources Tree Farm and Murray & Company Realtors.